from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, I just emailed Kevin Kievsky that MERS news story for him to be able to discuss it with us tomorrow. Actually, I'm going to ask him to do the whole half hour from 11 to 11:30 on Friday. And I'll have a conversation with Kevin later today to talk about it and confirm that this is what he needs to do, is to start talking about his opponent in November. Well, I did check the radio station, and we did get a press release from the Michigan Republican Party. This came out actually yesterday afternoon. Jason Tooney wins the 35th State Senate special election Republican primary as he prepares for the May 5th special election. Picture of him and his wife. Let's see. There it is. Saginaw, Michigan. Jason Tooney, a husband, father, community, and business leader, won the 35th State Senate special election Republican primary on Tuesday. Tooney will be on the ballot as the Republican nominee for the May 5th special general election to fill the remainder of the current term, which expires December 31st of 2026. Tooney made the statement, "If elected, I will go to Lansing focusing on public safety, stronger schools, lower taxes, and cutting back the regulations that make it harder to live and work in Michigan. This race is about restoring representation and holding leadership accountable. The people of the 35th Senate District deserve nothing less." Tooney has deep ties to the district and a proven track record of success in business. "This will be exactly what's needed to win the special election on May 5th. Chairman Michigan GOP Jim Renstead says Jason is a husband, a father, successful businessman, and a leader in his local community who has a proven record of delivering results. We are confident that Jason's message of empowering parents when it comes to education, growing economic opportunity for Michigan families, and cutting taxes for the working people will resonate across the 35th State Senate District. Tooney will be taking on Democrat Party nominee Chedrick Green on May 5th. Now, here's a little bit of his resume, a little bit of his background. This is the reason why I'm asking you guys to text me. I'm in for calls. We're going to make calls into this district, talking and calling Republicans that live in Bay, Midland, and Saginaw counties. Jason Tooney is a former prosecutor and a business leader from Saginaw County. He previously served as a prosecutor handling serious criminal cases and later built a successful career in the private sector with his family business. Tooney and his wife are raising their family in the Great Lakes Bay region, where he remains active in civic and community organizations. He's running for the Michigan State Senate to restore accountability in Lansing, strengthen public safety, support local schools, and reduce taxes and the regulatory burden on Michigan families and small businesses. Now, it's kind of interesting. If you look at a state map, go all the way down to basically the very southern portion of Saginaw Bay. He runs from the shoreline west about halfway into the county next door to the west, which is Midland. I would say, looking at this map, the city of Midland and a couple of townships to the north and south. If you go to the southern border, he's basically representing what appears to be the northeast part of Saginaw County, including the city of Saginaw, and then almost, it appears, all of Bay County. There's a little bit of Bay County that goes to the north that he does not represent. This map jumps all over the place. So very, very interesting district, which I know Donald Trump did very well in November 2024. Very easily won that district. So it's going to be competitive, folks. Very, very competitive. So you have to basically look at these maps and realize this can be won, but it's going to take effort. It is absolutely going to take effort. Because if we don't get the vote out, we could lose this seat. And if we lose this seat, the Democrats will expand their majority. Their majority right now is 19 to 18. And if the Democrats win this seat, it'll be 2018 for the rest of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's term this year. If we flip it and get this Jason Toney elected, we'll have gridlock. 19 to 19 in the Senate, and the majority still will stay 58-52 in the House for the remainder of her governorship. Folks, this is critical. And what it will also do is send a message that, guess what, guys? Your Trump derangement syndrome, your motivation to get out the vote on Tuesday night, this past Tuesday, when it was freezing out. Yeah, well, guess what? It was a flash in the pan. It's not going to be the direction Michigan goes this year, this election year, and we're going to prove it with Jason Toney winning on May 5th. That simple. So I'm going to make these calls. I'm going to produce this YouTube video. I need you guys to share it, post it on social media, get it out there. Republicans in Michigan better wake up. You need to make calls into the 35th Senate District. I think that will be the title. Not really sure. Variation of what I got in that text message, but we're going to do it. We're going to get it out there. And one thing that you have to absolutely understand, you guys have got to do this. We don't have an option. These numbers from Tuesday night, February 3rd, are scary. If it's any indication as to what's going to happen in November 3rd this year, I'm sorry, but our state's in trouble. We cannot let Jocelyn Benson be the next governor for 8 years. Garland Gilchrist to be the Secretary of State for 8 years. Sorry, folks. To me, that's completely unacceptable. Businesses will leave this state. I'm telling you right now, they will do things to this state that will literally not only drive businesses, but drive people out of here. Because I got to tell you, after 8 years of them going into 2035, guess what they get to oversee? Jocelyn Benson, governor, Garland Gilchrist, secretary of state, they get to oversee the next census, the 2030 census. They get to oversee it and run that census here in the state of Michigan. Folks, I'm telling you, it's all hands on deck. Now, I got one other short story I wanted to get to here. I think I can get it in. And this is another just typical example of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's failed leadership. There's troubles within the Michigan State Police. Two troopers testified yesterday about the emotional and financial toll each have experienced while working at the Flint Post under the command of the now retired commander and recused him of rigging promotions. Detective Trooper Eric Whipple began his law enforcement career with the Michigan State Police back in January of 2018. Sergeant Evan Nielsen each testified about the stress of working under then Post Commander Yvonne Brantley. They retired when allegations came to light that she had rigged the promotion process in favor of certain individuals against them. Whipple told the court Brantley hasn't been punished at all. She retired on good terms with the Michigan State Police. She wasn't fired. She kept her pension. She kept her retirement, and at no point was she ever really suffering at all. Whipple said Brantley spent more than a year hiding on her daughter's couch to be avoiding being served with civil lawsuits, while he and others have suffered emotional stress from being labeled untrustworthy and denied salary increases and lost promotions. This is another lawsuit, folks. It's filed against who? Us, the people, state of Michigan. When these guys win in court, who's got to pay that settlement? We do. And this all falls under Governor Gretchen Whitmer's responsibilities. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I just got a spam, malicious spyware text message. This was sent to my phone plus nine others. Let me know if you got it. Area code 478-279-3581. I don't even know where 478 area code is. Toll evasion / unpaid toll notice. Michigan Department of State alert. Suspension of vehicle registration renewals by the Michigan Department of State, MDOS. Our records indicate that you have not paid the tolls by the due date. Failure to pay the outstanding balance will result in additional penalties, including 30-day driver's license suspension, a referral of the case to a collection agency, which could affect your credit. Please resolve this issue using one of the following official channels. Pay online with a link to it. Sincerely, Michigan Department of State. I clicked on the link, folks. Momentarily, I have a Safeware program on my phone. It went to a website in China. Don't open it. Don't click on it. If you don't have Safeware on your phone like I do, this will destroy your phone. It'll literally eliminate all your programs, all your apps, and your contact list. Do not open this. So block it, remove it, delete it, do whatever you have to do. This is scary. And you know, on the bottom, anytime you get massive campaign finance text messages, these people asking for money, at the very bottom, it says stop, reply with stop to end. This text message doesn't have that. So beware. Our beef farmer over in Onaway, Cliff Tellini, chairman of the Board of Commissioners in Presque County. Yes, Randy, all hands on deck is needed for this year. And Congress in D.C. needs to pass the SAVE Act. Absolutely agree with that, Cliff, 1,000%. I hope and pray that the Republicans will take it up. It's got to be done. absolutely got to be done. So one of these things that you have to understand, folks, this is going to absolutely, absolutely be critical. It's got to happen. I'm going to delete that conversation and I'm going to block it. Okay, good. All numbers have been blocked. So again, don't open it. All right, let's go to the unread messages so far. Up to 31. Really? I can only get 31 people to text me, I'm in for calls? Come on, you guys. I need to show this screenshot to Jim Runstead, the state party chair, and Roger Hoke, the senator in charge of the Senate Republican Committee. I got to have over 100 of you guys. Pick up your phone. Text me. 231-360-5140. Text me. I'm in for calls. 31. That's, come on. I need your help. I'm going to make the phone calls. I want to be able to show them later this afternoon. Over 100 of you. So you got to text me right now. I'm in for calls. I won't open it. I'll leave it unread so I can show them the screenshot. I need to do this. Because I got to tell you, we have got to get out the vote for this 35th state Senate seat. And if we don't show up in mass to get these Republicans in Bay County, Saginaw, and Midland counties out to vote on May 5th, we have got to change the dynamic. We have got to change the conversation. We've got to change these numbers. Cannot allow the Democrats to outvote us on May 5th in that Senate seat. We got to squelch this garbage talking points that's coming from Curtis Hertel, the chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, and others. We absolutely got to squelch it. And the only way we're going to do it is if we sit in the comfort of our homes, our offices, and we make phone calls to Republicans to make sure they get out and vote for Jason Tunney. It's that simple. We make the calls, they show up, we win. Then let's see how the Democrats respond to that. Oh, well, maybe the Trump derangement syndrome isn't so bad in the 35th Senate District as you claim. Let's put up a firewall stop in this race on May 5th. So I'm going to produce this YouTube video. Tomorrow, I'm going to need you to text me video and I'll send you the link. You got to share it with everybody, post it on social media, email it, text it, forward it. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the music caused by the memories of the 60s, 70s. Motown and the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, have a great, terrific Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-6-